You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
There's been a lot of discussion of facts in the news, and it's a good time for us to talk about factoids.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Ann, I understand you've got an interesting little bit of trivia for us this morning.
I do. I have factoids about factoids. Now, when you hear the word factoid, what do you think it means?
When I hear factoid, I think sort of like a little random fact, a little random piece of trivia or something.
That's also what I think of. I often describe much of what I know as factoids about language and where words come from. Now, this isn't what factoid has always meant. And to understand what factoid meant when it first came into the language, it's helpful to think about asteroids.
Why?
Well, because they share the oid. So I want to think about that suffix, which is Greek. Asteroid is all Greek, and it is aster, star, and then oid. That suffix means having the form of or resembling something that is like something else, but is not identical to it. In other words, an asteroid is a star-like thing. Not a star, but star-like. You can compare that with asterisk, and the isk there is a diminutive, so a small thing. So an asterisk is a small star.
Because it looks just like a star.
Right, but it's a little one.
A little one.
Now, what I just said about oid should have you thinking about factoid. If oid means like, having the form of, resembling, then a factoid is not a little fact. It's a thing that is like a fact, but not actually a fact.
But not quite a fact. That's a slippery slope.
Right. And when factoid comes into English, and it is very recent, it comes in meaning that. The Oxford English Dictionary cites it back to 1973, and their first example is from Norman Mailer. And here's the quote, "Factoids, that is, facts which have no existence before appearing in a magazine or newspaper, creations which are not so much lies as a product to manipulate emotion in the silent majority."
So something that's kind of sourceless?
Yeah, I mean, something that is information that's circulating, assumptions, speculation that become accepted as fact. That's how factoid starts, set it back, OED, 1973. By the 1980s, the OED has evidence of it meaning a trivial fact. So it doesn't take long for factoid to move. And I think now most of us use it to mean a trivial fact. It is now a hashtag. So people will put it out there when they've provided an interesting, small, perhaps random fact, and they will do hashtag factoid. It collocates. It often appears with the word little. Here's a little factoid, which suggests how we think about them. And what I noticed when I was looking in databases is that it is often about sports.
Because of all the trivia, right?
Exactly. I am a big sports watcher, and I listen to baseball on the radio, and I watch ESPN, and it is filled with factoids. They haven't won this game by 3 runs on a Monday since 1969. And you think, who came up with that factoid?
Well, they got to fill the time with something, right?
Exactly. It's why it's so much fun to listen to baseball on the radio in the summer.
Well, Ann, thank you so much for sharing your factoids with us. We always appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a good Sunday.
You too. Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.